From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters Tuesday on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit outside Paris. World leaders are trying to agree on measures they hope will keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels.
All of this will be hard. Getting 200 nations to agree on anything is hard. And I'm sure there will be moments over the next 2 weeks where progress seems stymied and everyone rushes to write that we are doomed. But I'm convinced that we're going to get big things done here.
President Obama. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States is deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to Iraq. The force will be in a position to conduct raids over the border into Syria. Carter testified before the House Armed Services Committee Tuesday.
Through our own action and those of our coalition partners, the military campaign will destroy ISIL's leadership and forces, deprive it of resources and safe haven and mobility, all the while we seek to identify and then enable motivated local forces on the ground to expel ISIL from its territory, hold and govern it, and ensure that victory sticks.
Carter said the deployment is being done in cooperation with the Iraqi government. The Syria-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. A top leader of the U.S. Africa Command, Vice Admiral Michael Franken, says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. This is VOA News.